This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Supreme Court will hear a case involving Miranda rights, the right to remain silent and to an attorney after an arrest. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Terrence Keith Eugene was convicted and sentenced to prison for assault in a road rage incident in March 2018. Those charges were reversed by the State Court of Appeals after it came to light that officers failed to provide a Miranda warning, an explanation of constitutional rights when the suspect was in their custody. Prosecutors say the appeal focused too much on the interrogation's confrontational tone and ignored other evidence from the assault. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Schools in Denver are planning early releases today. More than a dozen schools ended classes early Tuesday because of the heat. CPR's Matt Bloom.
Some classrooms in non-air-conditioned buildings reached the upper 80s. Parents waited in long lines outside of schools to pick up kids early. Tope Dimmer from Denver called off work to come get her three kids.
We're trying to keep the kids and the teachers safe and comfortable. But yeah, it also, parents have to adjust to accommodate. Yeah, that can be difficult.
DPS says it leaves the decision whether to cancel classes due to heat up to individual schools in the district. Highs in Denver reached into the 90s Tuesday, but temperatures are expected to cool off later in the week. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A manager from one of Colorado's largest cannabis companies will serve as the next director of New Mexico's Cannabis Control Division. Todd Stevens was with Native Roots Cannabis Company. Stevens' appointment follows a year of turnover at the agency in New Mexico. Regulators there want to increase enforcement against non-compliant cannabis businesses. Colorado has been working to expand broadband internet statewide for more than a quarter century, but with mixed results.
We were like peasants, you know, just begging for scraps.
But new federal money is coming to Colorado that might help finally connect all corners of the state. And that story is in about 15 minutes here on Morning Edition. Temperatures begin to get cooler today, still in the 90s around Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.